Chapter 18. Surrender. When we reached the cave, Friday guarded the prisoners. Captain Jones, Smith, and I talked outside. "We must capture John and Tom," I said, "and we must make a plan to take control of the ship. How many men are on board?"
36, said the captain. "Some of them will fight against us."
It was late in the afternoon. I looked towards the shore. "Look, I can see John and Tom," I said. The two men were on the beach near the boat. John had a bottle of rum in his hand.
"They're drunk,"
Captain Jones said. "Let's go down to the beach," I said. Captain Jones, Smith, and Friday followed me. We hid near John and Tom. Suddenly, John shouted,
"The prisoners aren't here."
"We don't need them," said Tom.
"Forget about them. Let's return to the ship."
As they walked towards a small boat, John shouted,
"Oh, no! The tide went out. Our boat stuck in the sand."
They tried to push the boat into the water, but it didn't move. The two men sat down.
"We'll have to wait until the tide comes in," John said. "Perhaps the others will return."
The captain said quietly, "We must capture them before the tide comes in." I knew he was right, and I tried to think fast. Suddenly, I had an idea. I explained it to the captain.
"It's an excellent idea," he said. "Let's go and tell the others."
At the cave, all the prisoners agreed to help us. Then I explained my plan to everyone. "Tom and John have guns, and they are dangerous," I said. "My plan is to separate them so it will be easier to capture them. We'll divide into two groups. One group will go with Friday and Smith. The other group will go with Captain Jones and me. Each group will walk in a different direction and shout to John and Tom. I hope that they'll separate when they follow the sound of our voices. We must move quickly. Let's go." The captain said, "We'll meet here at the cave later. Good luck, everybody." Friday and his group went to the right, and my group went to the left. The sailors in each group started to shout,
"John, where are you?"
And,
"Tom, Tom, hello."
When Tom and John heard the shouts, they pointed in two different directions. Then, as planned, they separated. Each man went towards a different group. Tom approached our group, but he couldn't see us. When he came near to us, the captain shouted,
"Don't move, Tom! Throw your gun on the ground, or I'll kill you!"
Tom threw his gun on the ground immediately and put his hands in the air.
"I surrender,"
he said. One of the sailors picked up Tom's gun, and the captain tied his hands. "Let's go back to the cave and wait for the others," I said. As we walked towards the cave, we saw the other group. John was their prisoner. He walked in front of them with his hands tied behind his back. At the cave, the captain said to me,
"I'll take these men to England. They must die for their crime."
"Why?" I asked. "You can give them the same punishment they wanted to give you. Leave them on the island. It will be their prison." The captain thought for a moment. Then he agreed to the idea.
"Are you mad?"
Tom shouted.
"We can't stay here."
"Why not?" I said. "Friday and I survived here for many years. There is food and water here. You can grow grain and keep goats. I'll give you tools, and you'll have one another for company." John and Tom weren't happy, but they didn't have a choice. Then the rest of us planned how to take control of the ship.
"We'll attack tomorrow night," the captain said.
"The men on board will be asleep, and we can surprise them." "Friday and I will wait here," I said. "Signal with 7 gunshots when the attack is successful."
"That's a good idea, Crusoe," said the captain. "But now we have some time. Please tell us about your life on this island."
I told the captain and his men my story. When I finished, Captain Jones said,
27 years on this island? You're a very special man."